Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Let's Get Real, where we dive deep into the lives of people who've done the extraordinary, often in the quietest, most understated ways. I'm Kyle, your host, and today I've got an incredible story for you. It's about a woman who climbed mountains, literally, but also challenged everything society told her she couldn't do. Her name is Junko Tabei, and she became the first woman to ever summit Mount Everest. But her story isn't just about like standing at the top of the world. It's about pushing boundaries, breaking norms, and standing up for what you believe in. So let's take a step back in time. It's 1939, and we're in a small town called Miharu in Fukushima, Japan. This is where Junko was born. Now, growing up in Japan during the 1940s wasn't exactly the kind of environment where girls were encouraged to chase big dreams, let alone dreams as unconventional as climbing mountains. But even as a young girl, Junko was different. She wasn't particularly strong or athletic, and she was described as small and quiet, but she had this deep inner drive. It all started when she went on a school trip to Mount Nasu at age 10. Something about that trip, the sheer size of the mountain, the feeling of standing on top of something so much bigger than herself, awakened a fire in her. But here's the thing. Back then, climbing wasn't exactly something girls did. Her family wasn't well off either, so it's not like she could just go buy gear and start training. But Junko was stubborn. She was patient. She kept that passion simmering inside her for years. Now, fast forward to college, Junko's passion for climbing hadn't faded. She went to Showa Women's University and studied English literature, which, if you think about it, doesn't sound like the typical path for a mountaineer. But again, Junko wasn't typical. In 1969, she founded the Ladies Climbing Club, Japan. And I just love this. Their motto was, "Let's go on an overseas expedition by ourselves." That was revolutionary at the time, especially in Japan. Junko believed women didn't need to wait for permission or rely on men to explore the world. They could do it on their own terms. And that brings us to 1975. Junko was 35 years old and leading an all-female Japanese expedition to climb the tallest mountain on Earth, Mount Everest. Now keep in mind, this was a time when even the men who attempted Everest were seen as heroes. People were still trying to figure out how to survive that climb. And here was Junko, leading a team of women, challenging everything people thought they knew about who could succeed in mountaineering. But the Everest climb wasn't easy. I mean, no climb is, right? Just a few days into the ascent, disaster struck. Junko and her team were camped at about 6,300 meters when an avalanche swept through their sight. Imagine it. This massive wall of snow just thundering down the mountain. It buried their entire camp. Junko was knocked unconscious and buried under the snow for 6 minutes. 6 minutes. I don't know about you, but 6 minutes buried in snow sounds terrifying. But get this. Once Junko regained consciousness and they dug themselves out, she didn't quit. She didn't turn back. No, she kept going. And on May 16th, 1975... Junko Tabei became the first woman in history to stand at the top of Mount Everest. Just imagine what that must have felt like, standing there, looking out at the world from the highest point on Earth. And the thing is, Junko didn't think about it in terms of being the first woman. She once said, "I never thought of being the first woman. I just thought of climbing." I think that says a lot about her. It wasn't about fame or recognition for her. It was about the climb itself, the challenge, the mountain. But that wasn't the end of her story. Oh no. In 1992, she became the first woman to complete what's called the Seven Summits. That's the highest mountain on each of the seven continents. And while all of this is incredible, what really strikes me is how Junko lived her life beyond these climbs. She wasn't just about setting records. She was an environmentalist long before it was a popular thing to be. She saw how climbers were leaving trash all over Everest, and she dedicated a lot of her later years to leading cleanup efforts, not just on Everest, but on other mountains as well. And that's not all. She also made it a point to teach the next generation about mountaineering and the environment. She wasn't just about reaching the summit. She cared about how she got there and how others followed. You know, there's this moment that really stands out to me about Junko's legacy. Later in life, she was asked about the barriers she faced, being a woman, being from Japan, and how she dealt with people telling her she didn't belong in the world of climbing. Her response: "I did not intend to be the first woman on Everest, so I was always looking for something more important, preserving the environment of the mountains." For Junko, it wasn't about personal glory. It was about doing what she loved and protecting the places she loved. So here's the thing. Junko's story isn't just about physical mountains. It's about the mental mountains we all face, whether it's society's expectations, our own fears, or the challenges life throws at us. We all have an Everest in our lives. What's that thing that feels impossible, like you'll never make it to the top? Maybe it's a career goal, maybe it's a personal challenge, or maybe it's something as simple as getting out of bed on a tough day. Junko's story teaches us that even when an avalanche buries you, you can dig yourself out, you can keep climbing, you can reach the top. And when you do, don't forget to look around and see how you can make the world a little better for the people who will come after you. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Let's Get Real. I hope Junko Tabei's story inspires you as much as it did me. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and share it with someone who might need a little extra inspiration today. Until next time, remember, the summit is only part of the journey. Keep climbing.